Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know how I feel.
It's Woman to Woman coming to you from Supreme FM 96.womenfriendly1. Woman to Woman is a program that focuses on everything woman. And I'm your regular host, Nneka Agwebo. Today on Woman to Woman, we'll be looking at the World Population Day. All over the world, World Population Day is celebrated on the 11th of July. You'll agree with me that when we talk about population, women are at the core of populating the world. Of course, men have an important role to play, but women bring the children into the world. You're most welcome. On this year's World Population Day, the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, has this message. I quote, "On this World Population Day, I call on all people with influence to prioritize youth in development plans, strengthen partnerships with youth-led organizations, and involve young people in all decisions that affect them. By empowering today's youth, we will lay the groundwork for a more sustainable future for generations to come." And that leads us to the 2014 theme for World Population Day, which is investing in young people. All right? And you must know by now that the world population is about 7 billion. And the world of 7 billion people is both a challenge and an opportunity with implications on sustainability, urbanization, access to health services, and youth empowerment, so says the UN. Well, I'll not be alone on this program. I have some young people in the studio with me, and I also have a health expert in the studio. First, we'll go to the young people, young women, actually, and let's get to meet them, shall we?
My name is Zainab Abdulaziz. Beatrice Patience Omai.
I am Ajibade Doinsola Fatima.
You're almost welcome.
Thank you.
Well, talking population, World Population Day, is woman to woman, you know, reproductive health issues. As young women, what are the kinds of conversations that you're having with your peers concerning reproductive health? Zainab, we'll start with you. Liz, you're recently married. So...
All right. Actually, I would say our various background comes and talks about a lot of things about marriage and reproduction. I think our different homes would define what they really want for us, as in different tribes and everything. I think from the northern part, some families, not all families, some families would prefer their female children to get married first before going to the higher institution, which they believe their husbands might sponsor them. On the other hand, I think it depends on what we believe, but what is most important is reproduction. And also, I could still remember before leaving the university, I was speaking with a friend who said to me that, all right, she's married with 3 kids and she's going to graduate with 2 certificates. Because she's going to be graduating with a certificate of the graduation certificate, and she has 3 kids, and I had none. So she faced me and said, "Zainab, when are you going to get married?" I said, "That's not an excuse. I will get married when I'm ready." So she was encouraging me to start having children at a tender age.
How about you, Doin?
Considering what she said, it's not bad to get or to start giving birth early, or get married and start giving birth early, but at least the lady who is getting married should be up to the age of maturity. Like, she should be able to handle the pregnancy and childbearing. And the most important thing is, I think, spacing your children. Even if you start giving birth early, that should even give you the more opportunity to have enough time to give gaps between them. At least 3 years gap is not too much. So if you have one, you'll be able to take care of that child very well before you have another one. So you'd give each and every child of yours attention that they deserve.
Also, it's very, very good for you to give space when giving birth. But it should not be too much, because there is a saying that says too much of everything is bad. So as a woman, you should try by all means to see that you give at least little gap, at least 2 to 3 years, so that you not stress yourself. Because I met with so many women that are complaining that most of them face difficulties and pains during giving birth because they give much spacing. So as a woman, you should try by all means to see that you give little space in order to see that you take care of your children and you have a very good and conducive environment, and also take care of yourself too as a woman. So giving space is not bad, but it should not be much. If it is much, it becomes a problem. Some even encounter death during this spacing.
So we'll hold your thoughts there, and I'll cut to the health expert in the house. But before we do that, Nigeria's population is said to be 168.8 million, according to the World Bank, okay, and United States Census Bureau. And out of this 168.8 million, 60 million are said to be young people. And this has a large implication. The UN says that today's 1.8 billion young people are shaping social and economic realities, challenging norms and values, and building the foundation of the world's future. Yet, too many young people continue to grapple with poverty, inequality, and human rights violations that prevent them from reaching their personal and collective potential. On 2014 World Population Day, we call for investments in support of the largest ever generation of youth. So now we come to our health experts, and we have with us the Quality Improvement Strategy Strengthening Officer of the Nigerian Urban Reproductive Health Initiative, NURI, Mrs. Habiba Lolo. You're most welcome, Ma.
Thank you very much.
So, Ma, you've heard the young people speak about what they discuss with their peers concerning reproductive health issues. We're looking at World Population Day, investing in youth. So how do we begin these conversations with the young people to make sure that our women don't die giving birth?
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm glad to have heard from the young people themselves. The aspect of giving time to school, and then coming to marry, and then spacing the birth at least 2 years to 3 years is a very good step towards enjoying good health. In marriage, taking good care of yourself as a young woman, feeding well, and then having the children by choice, not by chance, actually help us to enjoy good health. Aspect of mentioning that too much a gap may make the woman die does not hold. When the 2 years to 3 years is taken, all the organs of the body that are involved in reproduction are revived, strengthened for the next baby. And you will find this create peace in the family, because the babies are coming when the parents are ready. We also want the youth to be aware that the way the bodies are made, they can equally have control over their bodies to enjoy good health. Premarital sex can involve the young ones into so many challenges and problems, which can be avoided if we have the information. And this information will empower our young ones to decide positively. Like the one that married early, influencing the one that was still in school. The one in school had the power to say, I can have my family when I am ready. We would love these 60 million members of the population to have the power to decide positively.
Okay, that's the youth. Yeah. Okay, make 60 million of our population 168.8 million. all right, or round off to 167 million.